Are you on a clutter clearing journey? Then this is for you. This episode you're going to love. I'm sharing my decision making checklist. It's going to help you make those decisions and make clutter clearing a little easier. Welcome to Revive and Thriveology. I help women transform their lives by harmonizing their living space through holistic home practices. I'm your host, Lisa Morton. Hey there, and welcome to Revive and Thriveology. I'm your host, Lisa Morton. And I'm excited today, solo episode. I have something really cool that I'm going to share with you guys. I think you'll find it really valuable. So I work with a lot of people on clutter clearing because we know clutter is just stops us. You know, it stops us in our tracks from reaching our goals and dreams and wishes. It gets in the way. So I'm always working with my clients. I'll say the very first thing you need to do is clean your home and declutter your home. And then you can dive into all the other things. But this is really, this is setting the stage for the event. This is setting the dinner table before you're going to eat. This is doing the prep work that's needed. So I want to share a little story with you. I had a client named Heather, and Heather and I, we worked on a lot in her house. We incorporated all these feng shui concepts. We created this beautiful yoga studio in her home, and it was really fun. And we had such a great time working together. And then she called me one day and she's like, oh my gosh, I need your help. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, it's not my house, it's my mom's. She's trying to help her mother clutter clear. And they're just not getting anywhere. And I don't know about you, but I've been with clients where we're trying to get there and it's just like a mountain you have to climb. And it seems overwhelming. And so I created something for her. A checklist that I'm going to share with you guys today. I think you will find so much value in it. So I created this document for her to use with her mom. So if this is you, you're working with a parent or family member who needs to rid your home of some clutter, then this is great. Work on this together. Maybe share this episode with them. But maybe this is you, so you can use it as well. Okay, keep in mind a couple things. Keep in mind that clutter is a lot, right? It's overwhelming. It's a lot emotionally. You know, it's a lot mentally. It's a lot physically. You have to do things. You have to figure out where things are going to go. So this decision-making checklist that I created is part of my clutter clearing course, which you can access on my website. If you want your hand held a bit, right? Like sometimes we just need to know we're not alone in this. We need to have some guidance and some support and some understanding that, yeah, this is where we are right now. And it's okay. Let's take a couple deep breaths and work on it together. And that's why I created the clutter clearing course. Is it going to take you through clearing clutter out of every nook and cranny of your house? No, it's to set you up for success. So along with the decision-making checklist, you guys know I love to journal, and we talk a little bit. We do a little journaling exercise in that. We discover maybe why we're keeping certain things or maybe certain emotions that we're avoiding. It can be really eye-opening. I have tons of downloads, tons of checklists, worksheets, even like, what do you do with all this stuff once you've cleared it out of your space? So I know you will love this. If you're working on clutter clearing, go to my website, learn more about it. But here's the freebie. You're getting part of it free here today. We're going to go through my decision-making checklist. This is really how you decide, do you keep it or do you let it go, right? Because once you have these questions kind of answered prior to clearing clutter, it's going to be so much easier. All right, let's dive in. Number one, how long has it been since I used this item? How long has it been? Is it a bridesmaid dress you wore 10 years ago? How long has it been? Right? Okay. So this might be something just random, but if it's, you know, it doesn't apply if this is something really special, like a family heirloom, maybe your grandmother's wedding veil that you're passing down through your family, okay? This does not apply, right? Or like a seasonal, a holiday wreath that you use every year at, you know, Christmas time, and doesn't mean you have to get rid of it, okay? But I want you to really take in how long has it been since you used this and write down, put a number down. put a date, put a year, put a month, okay? Some sort of number on a paper. All right, next one is, how likely am I to use it in the next 6 to 12 months? Okay, I threw out 6 to 12 months. You may want to choose a different time period. You may want to do just like 3 to 6 months. If you're feeling gutsy, try the 3 to 6 month approach. But if not, then default 6 to 12, whatever works for you. How likely are you really going to use this item? Sometimes my clients will go through their closet and will turn, you've probably heard about this, turn the hangers around and then backwards. And then once they wear the item, they turn it back forward. And so then you can visually see those items you've used. I also recently did an experiment. I knew I had too many utensils and I didn't know what I was using, kitchen utensils. I didn't know what I was using, what my husband was using. So I put everything in one drawer. And then as we used it, I told him to put it in the other drawer that was empty. It had a little nook that was empty. So we're moving things over. We have a lot of I'm all for fun gadgets. But I had this little zester thing. I had 3 garlic presses. Who needs? I love garlic, but who needs 3 garlic presses? So how likely am I to use it in the next 6 to 12 months? All right, your next one. Is there a way to borrow or use one should I need it? This is really helpful if you have friends or neighbors who are handy. Maybe your next door neighbor is a super handy guy. He has every tool you ever need. And I'm sure if you make him like a nice batch of muffins or cookies, he'd let you borrow that special wrench. So see if there's a way to borrow it or use one somewhere if needed. Something I recently learned, a lot of public libraries offer rental of items. Now, I've looked into this a little more, and different libraries will have totally different things. So, of course, you can rent books and movies and audiobooks and all this stuff. Some might even have gardening tools. I've seen my public library has cake baking supplies. So if you're going to do your, child's 6th birthday on this elaborate cake, check out the library and borrow the cake baking supplies. There was like knitting supplies. If you want to experiment with knitting, you're not sure if you want to buy the everything involved, try it out. So check out your local library. Also reach out to the women in your groups, in your clubs, in your, community, and see if you're trying to look into something, if you can borrow it so you don't have to invest that money, and then figure out what to do with it when you're not using it. How many times have we taken up a hobby or thought we were going to take up a hobby and then it just didn't work? I have tennis rackets in my garage. My husband and I have tennis rackets. We keep saying we're going to play tennis, and it's been, I think, 4 years we've had those rackets. So I think that's my cue to take care of that today. Donate them. All right. So that was, is there a way to borrow or use one should I need it? The next one is this is number 4. Depending on what it is, can I replace it if needed for less than set your amount? Okay, so you're going to set your own amount. And if you're helping someone, you're going to help them come up with this amount that fits in their budget that makes sense. Okay, depending on what it is, can I replace it if needed for less than $10, less than $20, less than $2? Come up with a plan, right? So again, we're trying to set up these answers so we have them ahead of time before we even start digging into any of the clutter. And let's see, number 5 here is, it's something someone else may need more than I. This is a good one because my eyes have been really open to this lately. I think in episode 1 or 2, I shared a story about my coat closet, and I had too many winter coats. They actually had dust on them. I will admit it. They had dust on them. And I'm clearing them out and I'm thinking, wow, there's people out there that don't have any type of winter coat that need some warmth this winter. So it kind of filled my heart more to think about them having warmth than it being in my closet with dust. If I'm not wearing it, I'd rather someone else enjoy it. So is it something someone else may need more than I? Is there a reason to pass? Is there a reason to keep this item? Okay, so is there a reason to keep this item? This is the last one. Like, is there a reason you're keeping it because you're going to pass it down to a child, like that family heirloom, a vase, a photograph, a collection of something, coins from your great-grandfather? Is there a reason to keep this? Is it a one-of-a-kind item, maybe a piece of art? All right, so this is the decision-making checklist. I think it's so valuable. Again, this is part of my clutter-clearing course, which is available on my site if you want to go and learn more about it. Again, it's not going to force you to declutter. I know some people think about it, and they're like, oh, she's going to make me do it all in like a weekend. That is not my approach. My approach is simple, gentle. I'm just here to support you. And I've worked with clients clearing clutter, trying to rid their home of excess. So much. And I mean, we've worked on so many different aspects, and I just have developed these approaches. And I'm also a big person. I'm really big in pen to paper. So having answers, writing them down, creating a plan, how you're going to clean, how you're going to clear out clutter left to right, top to bottom. Are you going to work in a circle direction? What are you going to do with it once you get it? Do you have boxes? Do you have bins? That's what the clutter clearing course is all about. But again, here are my decision-making checklist items one more time. How long has it been since I used this item? This is unless it's seasonal or that special occasion item. How likely am I to use it in the next 6 to 12 months? Feel free to alter the dates. Is there a way to borrow it or use one should I need it? Depending on what it is, can I replace it if needed for less than X amount of dollars? We'll let you fill that in, especially if you're working with someone else, helping them. Is it something someone else may need more than I? And the last one, is there a reason to keep it? Like, it's a family heirloom, one of a kind. You're passing it on to your children. All right, I hope this helps you in this clutter clearing, Here's the thing. I always encourage kind of a minimalist mindset. Now, sometimes, again, people are like, oh, she doesn't want me to have anything in my house. No, I want you to have everything in your home that makes you feel good. If it doesn't make you feel good, it doesn't belong in your home. Move on from it. Let it go. I want everything in your home. And yeah, some things might make us feel a little more powerful, grounded, might make us feel a little better than others. But we want to get rid of those feelings, those negative feelings, those items that bring on those feelings of stress, anxiety, depression, melancholy, all those things. Because even though we maybe aren't looking at that box in the corner with the paperwork that we've been avoiding for 3 years, it's still affecting us. Our subconscious is still reacting to it every time we walk past that box. So it's so important to dive in. And, I talk about, if you follow me on social media or read my newsletter, I might talk a bit about minimalism. But this does not mean you have to not have anything in your home. I want you to be just very selective in those items you put into your space, you surround your body with. Those items that you put in your space where you nourish your body, where you snuggle on the sofa with your children, where you, revive at the end of the day and start fresh the next day. It's important to make this space really special. Well, thanks for joining me on this solo episode. I was really excited to share this with you guys. I hope you find it super valuable. Let me know which tip is your favorite or if you're working on a clutter clearing journey and how I can help. All right? Take care, everyone. I'll see you next time. I'd like to thank our production company, Garagio Media, the WELT 95.7 studios, and our sponsor, Gucci. For more information, follow the link in the show notes. Be sure to hit like, hit the subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to connect, find us on Facebook, and be sure to let me know what topics you'd like to hear about. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.